Noon came and went Friday, still no plea bargain for Lee Fasto, former assistant treasurer of Enron and the wife of former chief financial officer Andrew Fasto. Ms. Fasto had been expected to plead guilty to a single tax violation and then accept a jail sentence. That might have set in motion a separate plea agreement for her husband. Andrew Fasto is facing more than 90 charges of conspiracy, money laundering, fraud, and other crimes. Joe Nocera is our friend from the business world, editorial director of Fortune magazine. He joins us from WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts today. Joe, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Was this surprising? didn't they think they'd nailed something in place?
Yes, it's a big surprise. But then again, I thought the A-Rod Manny Ramirez deal was a lock, too. So
there's a little less money involved in Enron, I believe.
Well, there's actually some surprising similarities. I mean, both deals had a lot of momentum. Mm-hmm. They almost seem inevitable once they burst into public view. And then a single person or entity, in the case of baseball, Gene Orser of the Players Association, in this case, the judge, derailed what seemed an inevitability.
Now, refresh us. What did Judge Hittner say?
Well, it was very unusual. Judge Hittner, before the plea was even entered, basically said he was going to reject it because he thought that she should probably spend more time in jail. That was the strong implication.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, that took both sides by surprise. And in the case of Lee Fasdow, I mean, they just said, well, let's renegotiate this.
Now, five months, was on the table originally?
Yes,
or what they had
five months of jail and 5 months of, kind of house arrest. Large part of her goal is to ensure that their two small children have at least one parent around while the other's in jail. There's an interesting situation. But,
that's also why she was considered, I'm afraid, the most vulnerable to a plea agreement.
Well, that's
too.
True. But she did some things that she shouldn't have done. And there's no question that she was an accomplice in this.
There would be a trial, presumably, Joe, to certify that.
So there's a trial is set for next month. But getting Fasdow now is so important because he leads them to Skilling and he leads them possibly even to Ken Lay that I think there's a legitimate chance that they'll drop the charges against Lee Fasdow to eliminate the prospect of this judge getting in the way and then use the dropping of the charges with Lee to get Andy Fasdow to cut his plea bargain.
So she would walk.
That's right. So, in other words, what the judge has done is actually given her more clout in this situation rather than less clout, because the person they really, really, really want a plea agreement with is Andy Fasdow, because he's the one who had dealings with Jeff Skilling every day, and he's the one who can say for sure whether Skilling told him to do some of the illegal things that he did.
Mm-hmm. Joe, while we have a chance, I want to ask you about something else. Shares of Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia rose 16% in January. Now, of course, it was just a few months ago following her indictment when it was not considered to be wise to hold shares in that company, and
right.
A lot of people decided not to. What's happened, do you think? Is there some growing optimism among the stockholders about her legal future?
I think there is, Scott. It's come down. There are several things. First, there's a lot of scandal fatigue, and it seems kind of old, and there's a general sense that maybe a jury is going to be sympathetic to her in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, it's coming down more and more to a he said, she said situation where she's saying, I didn't do anything illegal, and this young assistant in Merrill Lynch who worked for her broker says she did do something illegal. And it's a coin toss as to whether the jury is going to believe her or him, but it certainly doesn't look anywhere near as dire right now as it did, say, 8, 9, 10 months ago.
It must be said, wasn't there reports that the company was trying to figure out a way to distance Martha Stewart from the person, from Martha Stewart the symbol? And I suppose if she's acquitted, I'm not sure I'd want to be around the office when she came back.
Well, she's never really been completely gone, although she did resign as chief executive. She's still on the board. She's still a largest shareholder. And for all intents and purposes, she's still the spokesperson, the symbol of Martha, of the company. If she's found guilty, that will all change, and somehow the company will have to figure out a way to go on without her. But as I say, at the moment, it's really hard to know it's going to play out that way. And the only thing we really know is the whole thing's going to be a huge circus.
Joe Nocera from Fortune Magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.